In the first reading today, St. John tells us that the way we can be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. And we stop and ask, what is his commandment? He told us it is to love God and to love our neighbor. And that's precisely what it is that we hear as St. John continues. Anyone who loves his brother remains in the light. Anyone who hates his brother is in the darkness. And so we each one needs to look into our own hearts and ask ourselves, is there anybody that I actually have hatred for? Is there anybody that you know, we're all going to dislike certain people? That's not the issue. But is there anybody that I'm failing in charity toward, is really what it comes down to. Even if I don't like somebody, do I still have charity for that individual? That's what we have to be looking at. And we don't want to be harboring hatred. Because if we harbor hatred, what happens is we no longer want what is best for the person. We hear even people saying foolish things like, if that person goes to heaven, then I don't want to be there. Really? You'd rather go to hell because somebody you don't like is in heaven. How stupid can we be when you really think about it that way? And so we need to be able to say, no, we want everybody to be able to go to heaven. We want everybody to have a conversion, even if it's somebody that I don't like. But if it's somebody that I have hatred toward, that is somebody that I no longer have charity toward, then I don't want what's best for that person. I don't want that person to go to heaven. And if that's the case, St. John tells us, I'm living in the darkness. I've chosen, ultimately, the darkness of Satan over the light of God. Remember when St. John, all this talk about light and darkness and so on, we have to go back to the book of Genesis. The very first day, God separates the light from the darkness. That is the test of the angels. The angels were created. They were created in light. They were given the fullness of truth. They were filled with love for God. And yet, they had a choice to make. Were they going to accept what God was presenting to them? Or were they going to reject it? Were they going to accept the light of truth? Or were they going to accept falsehood and reject the truth? Were they ultimately going to continue to love God? Or were their hearts going to be turned? And those who chose against God chose darkness. Those who chose for God chose light. And thus we recognize the separation between light and darkness. That's the exact same thing that's being presented to us. In this case, not so much a question of, for instance, the incarnation, because obviously we wouldn't be here today if we didn't believe in the incarnation. It's not a question of, is Our Lady higher than the angels, because we all know the answer to that. The question is still one of charity. If we're going to say, yeah, I believe that Jesus became one of us, I believe that he lived a human life and he lived it perfectly and he died for my sins, and I believe in eternal life, but I hate this person. Like, really? How? How is that possible? We're a living contradiction if that's what we're doing. We're giving lip service to Jesus, but our hearts are not with him because we're filled with hatred instead of love. So a challenge for all of us. If there's somebody, whoever it is, it doesn't matter, somebody that you have hatred for, all you need to do is pray for them. And while we say all you need to do, that's not easy. If you really hate somebody, praying for them is really hard. But that's the greatest work of charity, and that's what's going to be able to overcome the hatred. And in this world that is filled with selfishness, filled with hatred, we have an opportunity to bring light into the darkness. The light, of course, is truth, but the light in this case is charity. It is exactly what we see with our Lord. Everything was charity. And if we're going to be following him, as St. John tells us, that he says, the way we know that we are in union with him is that anyone who claims to abide in him ought to walk just as he walked. That means charity. That means love of God and love of neighbor. That's not easy. But he didn't ask us to do easy things. He's asked us to be saints. He's asked us to be the light in the darkness. In other words, to continue his work, because he is the light in the darkness. He is charity itself. Now, obviously, he knows that we are weak and we are broken, and he doesn't expect perfection out of us today. He does expect that we're going to grow in perfection, that we're going to grow in holiness. And so that's something that we have to keep working at. So again, it's one thing in human weakness when we fall. It's another to try and justify our sinfulness. We can't be doing that. It's okay for me to hate this person because if you knew what that person did to me, and we have every reason that we can come up with. We are professionals at rationalization. We're going to have to stand before Jesus one day. And what are we going to say to him? If you knew what that person did to me, and yeah, he knows what that person did to you. And then he's going to look and say, what did you do to me? And you wanted me to forgive you. And you want me to love you. And you want me to have mercy on you. And yet you refuse to do that to someone who's done something to you that's way less than what you've done to me. That's the stuff we have to be thinking about. Put it into that kind of context. Yes, this person, whoever they are, may have done something absolutely horrible to you. That wasn't the question. The question wasn't about that person. The question is about us. What's our response? Are we willing to forgive? Are we willing to be merciful? Are we willing to be charitable? Is our heart filled with charity for that individual? This is hard. It is what we see in the lives of the saints. And if God's asking you and me to be a saint, then it's what should be in our lives too. So in a world that's filled with selfishness and darkness and hatred, let's bring charity. Let's bring the light of Christ into all of this so the world can be transformed one soul at a time. That's the opportunity given to each and every one of us to be able to walk as he walked. That is, to love God and to love our neighbor.